In just a few weeks, the Clancy Richard Arena in St. Paul will be transformed into sheets of curling ice for the first time ever, as organizers prepare to host the 2024 Sentinel Storage Alberta Scotties Tournament of Hearts, gathering the top women's curling teams from across the province under one roof. Organizers have been busy working to get all the pieces in place for the provincial event, which takes place from January 24 to January 28. The winner of the tournament will move on to the National Scotties Tournament of Hearts, set to take place in Calgary February 16-25. A committee of about 9 local volunteers have come together to make hosting the event in St. Paul a reality. The group is working alongside the Alberta Curling Series, ACS, to get the job done. According to Troy Bone, who is also the president of St. Paul Curling, the group has been meeting regularly. One crucial piece required to host the event is the support from local businesses and the community in general, which Bone says has been amazing. "It's crazy how much support there is," says Bone, adding, "With the event just weeks away, there are still more sponsors inquiring about the different packages available and wanting to get involved." The same can be said on the volunteer side of things. A sign-up was posted online and positions have been filling up. "It's been great. It's exciting," says Bone. "Right now, there is a need for a few more people to help with the takedown on Sunday after the event wraps up, but Bone is confident there will be people willing to step up." What to expect? When asked what locals can expect from the week-long event in town, Bone says there will be some good curling taking place among the top 8 ladies' teams. "This is the first time the Clancy Richard Arena has been turned into curling sheets, and that's kind of a huge undertaking." He says when people enter the arena, it is going to be very different than what they are used to. "Going upstairs to watch and coming around the corner, people will see a whole different building," says Bone. "There will be a general viewing area on one side, corporate boxes on the other, and even an ice lounge, where people will be able to step on the ice and be within feet of the athletes. It's going to be exciting vibes." Draws are set up for 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. throughout the week. On Thursday morning, Lakeland Family Eye Care has taken care of the sponsor a school day, and students from the area will be bused to the arena to take in the 10 a.m. draw. On Friday, Century 21 Poirier Real Estate has sponsored Seniors Day, which means seniors can attend that 10 a.m. draw free of charge. There are several different levels of sponsors, with Extreme Oilfield stepping up as the Diamond sponsor. And a list of businesses already stepping up as Platinum sponsors, along with many other sponsors and community partners. "To be honest, I knew it was going to be lots of work, lots of planning," says Bone. "But it's been great. The sponsorship, the volunteers, it's kind of mind-blowing the fact that you can get that many people who back up an event like this." The town of St. Paul has also been very supportive, along with St. Paul Minor Hockey, the St. Paul Junior Canadians, and St. Paul Figure Skating Club. Bone acknowledges that taking the over the community's largest arena for a full week does have an effect on other groups. Tickets for the 2024 Sentinel Storage Alberta Scotties Tournament of Hearts are now available to be purchased. Tickets can be purchased online at www.abscotties.ca or through St. Paul Curling at St. Paul Curling. CA individual draw tickets are available, along with playoff Sunday tickets, or full pass tickets. Tickets can also be purchased in person at St. Paul Glasslock and Key.